With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A spending deal in Washington that will avert a government shutdown.
Congressional leaders have announced a spending agreement to keep the government funded until mid-December. Time was running out with a new budget year starting October 1st and no deal in Congress on how to fund government agencies. House Speaker Mike Johnson told lawmakers in a letter, this compromise budget package will be very narrow, bare bones, and it includes only funding extensions that are absolutely necessary. Johnson, who had unsuccessfully tried to link a stopgap funding bill with a proof of citizenship requirement at polling places, was under pressure to avert a government shutdown with less than 40 days to go before the presidential election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says when Kamala Harris criticizes Israel for its war in Gaza, she is, in effect, offering free PR on behalf of terror group Hamas and its state sponsor, Iran.
Unless you're putting maximum pressure on Iran and full support for Israel, if you're doing the opposite, if you're putting conditions on Israel and trying to create space for Hamas to exist, then you're negotiating. That's the position they want. You're negotiating for the terrorists.
Governor Burgum spoke this week with Salem Radio Network. Israeli troops raid the offices of the satellite news network Al Jazeera in the West Bank. The troops order the bureau to shut down early Sunday amid a widening campaign by Israel targeting the Qatar-funded broadcasters that covers the war on the Gaza Strip. Al Jazeera aired footage of the troops live on its channel. Israel says the network is the PR arm of Muslim terror groups. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes stock, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The well-respected polling organization is analyzing 20 years of surveys and is painting a picture of an America that is changing fast. Pew says the country is a lot less religious than it was two decades ago, with more than one quarter of the population having abandoned faith altogether. Strong majorities of Americans now support gay marriage and want marijuana legalized. They also don't trust the country's institutions or either political party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fewer young people are identifying as non-binary on their applications to college, meaning not male or female. For the most recent admission cycle, 1.8% of students chose a non-binary gender, down from 2.2%. Experts say it's a huge change from the past few years when the number of students indicating they were non-binary had skyrocketed. This is SRN News. Well, it's autumn, and that means big changes in the scenery.
Fall is back, and bringing with it football, pumpkin spice, and yes, everything nice, and in some parts of the country, especially vibrant foliage. Leaves around the northern U.S. are starting to turn orange, yellow, and red, inspiring legions of leaf lovers to hop in their cars and travel to the countryside for the best looks at fall's fireworks. Leaf peeping, the act of traveling to witness nature's annual kaleidoscope, contributes billions of dollars to the economy, especially in New England and New York. But this year, some of the most colorful displays could be in the Midwest. Ron Taylor reporting.
General Motors will start laying off about 1,700 workers in an assembly plant in Kansas this fall after issuing a notice earlier this week. The initial two rounds of layoffs will begin in November and will include the temporary layoffs of about 68 full-time workers. More details at srnnews.com.